Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners, Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Check out what's going on right now.
Welcome back, everybody, to Michael Steele podcast. So we're having a great conversation with Michael Cohen, the infamous personal fixer for Donald Trump at one time, who has a podcast, and you describe your podcast, you've named it Mea Culpa. You state you're on a mission to right the wrongs you perpetrated on behalf of your boss, Donald Trump. How has that been for you? Has it been cathartic? Has it been eye-opening? What's that journey been like? And the second part is, do you find people dismissive of your movement in this space now, or leaning in to try? Okay, so Michael, tell us more of what the hell's been going on.
Right. So I also came up with the name Mea Culpa because it's my initials, and that's where it all started from.
There
it was
go.
Like my initials, Mea Culpa. It all seems to it ring true, and it all worked. And then this guy Jared Gustad, they call him Jingle Jared. He wrote for me the jingle to it. And I mean, the song is just incredible. This is my Mea Culpa. It's fantastic, right? I mean, you know, people loved it. And that gave the podcast life at the very beginning. Then of course, you know, I have a pretty significant social media right. presence, and then presence on whether it's MSNBC like yourself, CNN, right. ABC, NBC, you know, and I had them put up the picture that you have into the back. We're now at about 23 million downloads.
Wow.
In around the 18 months since we started. We've had some great guests, starting with my very first, Rosie O'Donnell, who is an absolute sweetheart. And the first thing that I did when I had her on the podcast is I apologized to her for the meanness and the actions that I even participated in at the direction of and for the benefit of Donald Trump when he went after her, for making fun of him. Because you're not allowed to make fun of the king, right? I mean, you know, go make fun of the Fuhrer, watch what happens.
Right.
So is it cathartic for me? Remember that at the time I started it, I was on home confinement. So other than my 2-hour walks in the park and my 1 hour permitted out to go to the gym in my building, I was home. Mm-hmm. And this gave me a way to help to create a movement, which is what I really consider Mea Culpa to be. It's a movement that I'm now using in social media to educate people, to make you open up your eyes, take the shit out of your ears, as my teacher used to tell me.
Right.
Take it out of your ears.
That wasn't a nun, by the way, right? That wasn't a nun who said
that. No, that was not. Right. right. That I would have gotten whacked with a ruler. But to be honest, you know, what it does is it gives me the opportunity to reach a broad swath of this country, whether it's as a result of Mea Culpa people listening or it gets picked up in the press all the time, to make you open your eyes and open your ears and listen to facts. Because as a country, we are being bombarded on a daily basis by misinformation, by disinformation, and now there's a new term, malinformation, and where it's coming from, by who it's coming from, and so on. And I don't want you to accept what I have to say, and then just go along with it. That's the 38% of the individuals that are following Donald down into the dumpster fire of hell, right? I want them to have the facts, have the information, so that you can evaluate each and every, you know, instance for yourself and make the most informed decision whether is Donald Trump good for this country going forward. And I don't mean as president, because I stick with my opinion that he will not run in 2024. But will he be the kingmaker? Will he be a kingmaker in 2022? And then will he be the kingmaker in 2024, which could be potentially even more dangerous than him as the president? That fat piece of shit lurking around, you know, walking around the Oval Office and so on, clogging the toilets, right? So that he can get what he wants, because he never wanted to be president of the United States. The whole thing was supposed to be the greatest infomercial in the history of politics. It's why I continued with the Trump Tower Moscow deal, because he never thought he was going to beat the Clinton machine.
Right.
I mean, you know that because he never showed up to the event at the hotel. And when he finally did, it was after he won. And they had just written like 10 minutes before the speech. So he is a danger to democracy only because his brain operates in an autocratic, a monarch, a supreme leader,
right,
a Führer type mentality. And any one of your listeners who doesn't see that for what it is, it's dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. And to your point about being the kingmaker, you know, he's had a good run just in the primary elections in Pennsylvania. He won 22 out of 22 candidates that he backed, including J.D. Vance, who turned into the sycophantic ass for Donald Trump from between 2016 and now, because the grift was on. He saw the opportunity to ascend to power and to gain power by, you know, getting touched by Trump. And so, yeah, this will feed that particular narrative, but it also will feed that beast that you're talking about that will undermine the very tenets of democracy, because you're beginning, voters will now be confronted with putting in place people who don't give a shit about the Constitution and their rights. And if you don't believe me, it's not just about, oh, what's happening to women on abortion. Let's talk about what's happening to voting rights. Let's talk what's happening to, you know, the pressure is going to come back around on immigrants. I mean, there's a whole number of areas that are governed by the Constitution that imbue rights on the people who are on this soil that will now find themselves up against some particular hard rocks, given the kind of people who are now going to be elected to boards of elections and state's attorneys and U.S. attorneys and certainly you know, state officials who govern election and ballot box issues. So there's a lot to be concerned about here, but it appears to me, Michael, this is what the country wants.
Yeah, well,
we're not
getting
any indication
that
people are shying away from this.
Right. I'm not so sure that's what the country wants or the country needs. But I do want to bring up to you the issue of what we'll call it mutuality of benefit here. Right. It's not as if Donald Trump took some nobody. Right. And then backed, you know, John Q. Public or Jane Q. Public.
Right.
And that person won over it. Right. So, yeah, you talk about J.D. Vance. Now, whether you like him or you don't, and I'm not particularly a fan, you got to give the guy a lot of credit for who, where he is. Yale law student. The guy is smart. He's well spoken. And again, we're talking about Ohio. Right.
Well, what are we giving him credit for? We're giving him credit for being the J.D. Vance in 2016 who said that Donald Trump was America's Hitler? Or are we giving him credit for being the J.D. Vance who took his cheek, he put his lips firmly on Donald Trump's butt cheek while Donald Trump was taking a shit? So which J.D. Vance should be giving credit to?
Well, actually, neither under those circumstances. But the point I was trying to make about the benefit And this is where Trump is going to get the rudest awakening of his life. All right. Whether Vance wins or loses, ultimately to take Rob Portman's old seat, is irrelevant as it's going to relate to Donald Trump. Because once this guy comes into power, it becomes Donald who? All right? Because he knows that Trump is going to try to push him over.
You think,
yes.
You think that? But you really
I do.
Believe that?
I so truly do.
Where have we seen
They are
that?
Using him, Michael.
Where have we
they
seen
are
that,
using
Michael?
Him.
Where have we they seen are, that happen?
I'm going to tell you where. They are using him the same way he's using them. The only difference is they will ultimately rise to power. They will get the seat they want, and Trump will be that outsider who's going to be sitting there and calling up and saying, hey, JD, I need you to do me the following favor. And then, of course, there are going to be 9 people on the telephone. And, of course, JD's chief of staff is going to say, are you fucking for real, man? Do I need to slap you upside your head, you Yale law school moron? The guy's going to end up getting you, you know, kicked out of Congress before you actually finish your first month because he doesn't give a shit. It'll be like a Raffensperger call. And on top of that, let's not forget, on not only did Donald, of course, back JD and okay, he won it in the other 22, but one of those 22 was Greg Pence, Mike right. Pence's brother. So you got to again say to yourself, huh? Why did he back the brother of Mike Pence, allegedly the disloyal, right? Mike Pence, who could have overturned the entire election, hence January 6th, the guy who they built the gallows for in front of the Capitol. He did it because they knew that he was going to win based upon information that they have. And right, so he backed him so that he could turn around. Exactly. It's like betting on the favorite horse to win.
But
9 out of 10 times
JD
he's
going
to win.
Is different. J.D. Vance was losing that election. J.D. Vance, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, was down by double digits and turned it around with Trump's endorsement. And so without that, J.D. Vance is not the nominee of the Republican Party for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. So from my calculation, J.D. Vance is not necessarily going to break away from Trump when he becomes a U.S. senator. In fact, Donald Trump now knows he's got a U.S. senator.
No, but that, it's not. But Michael, it's not Pennsylvania. It's Ohio.
I'm in Ohio. I'm in Ohio.
Right. And okay, that's Ohio. That's Ohio. I get it. He is wildly popular for some unknown reason in Ohio.
And let's Pennsylvania also, and Georgia and Arizona and a whole host of places where
disagree
holds,
with you.
Where he holds down the point. So this idea that Republicans somehow are going to break away from Trump to me is a complete fallacy. There is no indication at this point in this process where you can point to me that any current or upcoming leader or elected official is willing to sacrifice their seat to break from Donald Trump.
I don't know. I have a funny feeling that's what you're going to see. And I believe it simply because the things he's going to ask them to do are illegal, right? And will end up not just getting them to lose the seat, but like what happened to me, finding your ass sitting in Otisville prison.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening today. Please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. Heck, give us 2 5-star reviews. I love it. Or catch us on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get that podcast thing on. You know how that goes. Peace out.
All right, America. You asked for it. Or maybe you didn't, but either way, we have to talk. You're just in kind of a crazy place right now, Mr. and Mrs. USA. So we are going to sit down a couple of times a week and work it out between us, the way Americans do, on a podcast. Hosted by Beowulf Rocklin. Weird name. Weird news, weird politics, weird country. Facepalm America. Listen to Facepalm America, a podcast that laughs at America and its politics from Beowulf Rocklin, producer of The Rick Unger Show. Facepalm America, available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and wherever you download your digital distractions in audio form.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.